Good to go, Sheriff.
Okay. We'll open the meeting of the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Before we start, a few explanations of how things will go. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the statutes, this board is charged with the duty to hear cases, inquiring and determining the facts.
Don't get your own back.
And deciding whether those facts would be just and proper cause for the denial or revocation of a permit. It will sometimes happen that the facts and events the issuing authority determined at the time of making a decision justify denial or revocation. But additional facts and circumstances which come to light during the hearing convince the board that it would be fair and just to order the permit issued or reinstated. However, if there is no additional evidence or compelling circumstances that come to light, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. As set out in the statutes, these hearings may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury will apply to those testifying. Please be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. In addition, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and subject to the Freedom of Information Act. Therefore, none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Our procedure is as follows. Both parties are permitted to make a brief opening statement explaining the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the application or permit. After opening statements, witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also ask its own questions and reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of evidence, and the burden lies with the issuing authority. All tie votes go to the appellant. In addition to hearing the decision of the board today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. As codified by statute and Superior Court rulings, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all applicants. To achieve that confidentiality, the appellants will not be addressed by name or address, but will simply be referred to as appellant. We ask that all witnesses here today do the same and refrain from using the names of any appellants. Again, in compliance with court rulings, the board cannot entertain hearsay evidence, hearsay testimony, or testimony derived solely from erased records, pursuant to General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Finally, please turn off your cell phones or anything else you have that is likely to make noise. If you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway so as not to disturb others. We will now have a roll call of board members. Dr. Conrad is not here. Attorney Sinetti?
Here.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Overturf?
Here.
Colonel Lewis?
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
And Detective Johnson is not here. And
correct.
The chair is here. We will now call roll call of the matters going by case number. So if you don't know your case number, please come up and get it. Case number one is continued.
Correct.
Case number two, 23-514, Waterbury.
Waterbury, he did not check in. The appellant did not check in.
23-559.
Here.
Janbury, appellant?
Yep.
Yes, he's here.
Yes.
Yes. 25-063, Newington. Appellant's here?
Yes, appellant.
Issuing authority is also here.
Newington, okay.
The chief, yep.
23-714.
Issuing authority.
Appellant? No appellant?
You know, he did check in.
He did check in. 23-714?
Okay, here you go.
23-362A.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
23-555, Norwalk. Norwalk is here?
Yeah.
Bell's here?
Yes.
24-722.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
23-465, Windsor Locks?
Appellant. And Windsor Locks.
23-759, Bridgeport.
Here.
Appellant? No, Bridgeport?
The Bridgeport has not shown up yet.
Thank you, sir. 23-760, Bridgeport.
Bridgeport did not show up. Is the appellant here on that case, Lori? No?
No.
Did not check up. And so neither issuing authority or appellant are here.
23-458, Norwich.
Here.
Appellant and, okay. 23-434, Norwich. So Norwich is here and appellant is here.
Appellant's here, yep.
23-733.
Issuing authority.
He has not checked in, or she, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, everyone who is going to be testifying today, please stand to be sworn in. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give today will be the whole truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you.